Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Was Rochester the first time you met Rob? Was that your first experience with the Rob Ray experience?
My first experience with Rob, I'd been called up by the Rochester Americans in the playoffs, 1991, and my junior team had just got knocked out in the playoffs. And I got down to the Holiday Inn in Rochester, right across from, I believe it's War Memorial, and the light was flickering on my hotel phone when we used to use those things. And it was a message from Rob Ray. And he said, meet me in the lobby at 9 o'clock. And this was probably 8 o'clock at night. And I had a practice the next day. And this is not for kids, but I went down, I met Rob Ray, and we went out to a place called Pranks or Preps or something. And then we ended up at Nick Tahoe's, which late night food. And when I actually met my teammates the next day, of course, I stunk of whatever the Nick Tahoe's garbage plate was, and that was my first like foray into professional hockey. But Robbie was trying to, it was like Youngblood. If you remember that scene in Youngblood where they took the rookie out, he tried to do that to me. I actually made it, and I had a good practice, so it was good.
What's your emotion of this night, seeing what you're going to see here in the next hour?
Well, number one, we'd love. Being a part of the alumni, we'd love the team to be better and more exciting, and we want to see more wins. So, obviously, can't forget that there's a hockey game to be played. But celebrating Rob Ray is extra special for all of us. A bunch of his teammates are on a bus with me coming in today, and I'm incredibly honored to be asked to introduce Rob. We've got extensive history together, and I was really honored when I got the phone call to actually present, you know, and have a little bit of a speech and tell one or two stories about Rob. But incredibly proud of him, what he's done. He's a Buffalonian through and through. He's the face of the team. Certainly the character and the passion that he displays nightly and throughout his playing career. He was a great teammate and he's a good friend, and we're all here to help celebrate that. He loves Buffalo, and in return, Buffalo loves him back, and that's a beautiful thing.
Brad, it's not often that an enforcer gets this type of honor. Why do you think, what is it that made Rob special for the limited playing time he had, but the impact he made with that time?
I think it's like there's many answers to that. I would add to your question that he stuck around Buffalo, and he's been a big part of the broadcast and with Rick Jeanneret, and then of course different ownership groups, and Rob's been the one constant here in Buffalo. It's arguably, if he took off to Ottawa and wasn't doing the broadcast, this night may not happen. But he is literally, he bleeds blue and gold. He loves the team. He loves being a Buffalo Sabre or part of the organization. As a player, all I can tell you is every other player in the league in every year, they knew Rob Ray's name. They knew when he was in the game. He was a difference maker, certainly emotionally, and for a ton of energy for of course the old Odd, and then of course KeyBank Center. Is it Center or Arena? Center. KeyBank Center. He's been a fixture here, so he's earned this, and I think it's his life's work. You know, I met him 35 years ago in 1990-91, like we spoke of. Rob was here in 88, I believe, and he's literally, everything he's done is to be a member and part of the Buffalo Sabres, and it's a beautiful thing. I think that longevity sets him apart from everyone else that's come before him or after. He's a special guy.
Whether it was on the ice or off the ice, Yes, what did you learn from Rob Ray?
Geez, I learned a lot of bad things, a lot of bad habits. However, in retirement, what I'll tell you what, he's a great father. He's a great guy. He's incredibly devoted to his family. He was devoted to his teammates and his friends, you know, equally when I was playing with him. What did I learn? Just the ability to actually perform and not complain. Listen, none of these guys every day, guys, you hurt, you don't feel great, but those are excuses and there's no room for excuses. You know, just get through, do what you can. I think his persistence, you know, I would say is probably, you know, along with fighting, and Rob and I, we had a lot of nights and we made it hard on each other by picking the wrong fight, and then it sets up the other guy to actually, on a night that you didn't have to do it, all of a sudden, you know, you're going into a third period thinking, am I going to get out of this game? But doing that with him, he was as committed as anybody, and he was a great guy, great locker room guy, but he made his teammates accountable. And I love that, and I kind of took that as I continued to play elsewhere. A lot of those moments, I could impart that those experiences on my new teammates from my experiences in Buffalo.
What do you remember about him as a leader?
I'm sorry?
What do you remember about him as a leader?
Well, he's a guy who leads by example. He would be the emotional leader, you know, and the other part is, I mean, I was very similar to Rob as a player, so maybe I'm not speaking about myself, but for everyone else that was in the game, whether Rob played two shifts or 15 or whatever the numbers are, he's not in the Hall of Fame because of his scoring prowess, right? But he's here because everybody else, he enabled them. He gave them opportunities to succeed. When you go into the New York Rangers, Madison Square Gardens, and guys are afraid to play, it's pretty cool when you actually have a big brother on the bench. And it was great for me as a young guy because I got a lot of nights where I was able to avoid certain situations because I had Gord Donnelly and Rob Ray that took advantage of the biggest and the strongest. And if I'm getting number two or number three on any given team, that sets me up for success in many ways. So I owe a lot of those nights that were really good for me and really hard on him, I owe it to him for sure.
An iconic goal here for the Buffalo Sabres. Why does Rob give you such a hard time about that goal?
Because he's a dick. Sorry, the truth is he's got a personality. We all know Rob, and he's got an edginess to him. My dad actually asked as I was coming down yesterday. He's like, you know, I remember Rob, how gruff he was, but he was the only guy that could actually swear at my father. He doesn't swear ever, and when he does that, it's like that was his endearment, and my dad loved him. Like he would do that to all our friends, and sometimes it might have been misunderstood, but he's doing it because he loves you, and if you're friends with his friends, then all of a sudden Rob will be there for them too. So but yeah, he just makes it hard on everybody, but it makes it more fun. The game of hockey, like the whole thing, it's all about, for me, the thing I miss the most is obviously the locker room and just that togetherness with your teammates. You're together so much that you have to have characters. Everybody can't do the same thing, and Rob was one of those guys.
Gruff as he can be. I mean, there's a soft spot in there. I mean, given what he's done with the alumni, how do you square the two?
He's probably
embarrassed to even know that there's a soft spot to him.
You know what? If he's embarrassed, he's got to get over that because that's probably his greatest side and his greatest attribute. I know Rob. He's a gruff guy, but I know I haven't seen him or talked to him about this, which is actually going to be fun for me. But he's incredibly proud, and more importantly for him, his kids weren't around when he was playing. A lot of us, we had kids younger as we were playing. Rob had his, so his son and daughter are going to be here tonight, going to be able to, you know, celebrate with him and see, you know, how much he's loved and respected from his teammates and, of course, the fan base. So I know they know that, but I think it's special for his family, and it's cool. When I got asked to do this, and I'm going to introduce Rob tonight, and it's a beautiful place where I'm going to be tonight. I'm happy I'm here.
What has he done for the Sabres? I was talking to someone, and they compared it to, like, they said it was one of the top five in all of pro sports. They compared it to the Yankees. Like, how has he raised the profile? Like, what has he done for you guys?
You know what? That's big praise, obviously. You know what? He's, again, he's the guy. Like, we just know that you got to know who the top dog is. You know, in any organization, you know, it's a watershed from the top down, and Rob runs it, and it goes through him. If I have to come to a game or want to come to a game and bring somebody, I connect with Rob, and he's got the controls on the tickets and everything else. But he's the face of this franchise. Oh, for me, he is. I mean, I guess it was Gilbert Perreault prior, you know, who was around and doing stuff. You got Danny Gare, you got Larry Playfair, amazing, but they handed the baton to Rob, and he's doing a fantastic job. So we'd all still probably come and be part of it, but it's a lot nicer when you're actually interacting with one of your teammates and friends. And every time we get down here, we always have a good hug, which Rob would probably not want me to tell you, but he does have a soft side, yeah.